The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Back. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we ask you to participate by calling with us today with your stories or comments or questions about any of that in the outdoors, fishing, hunting, great outdoors, whatever it might be. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. We just heard from Dave Levy down at Bay Country Bakery. He said everything sounded good. I thought it was pretty dang good myself there, Dave. I'm, you know, been doing this a while. Anyway, let's talk to Ray. It's Vernon Park. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Morning. Is this Alan Summers?
No, sir, it is not. Did you want to talk to Alan Summers?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on. Alan! Hold on, I'll go get him.
Okay.
Hey, Alan, you got a caller on the radio show. He wants to talk to you.
I'll tell you in a minute, Leah.
Okay, Ray.
Yes, is this Alan Summers?
No, this is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. The Alan Summers Show doesn't start till 7 o'clock.
Okay. So, because last week when I called in, they said call, I called around 7 o'clock, and they said call early.
Uh-huh. Well, you're a little bit too early because this is actually another show.
Yeah, okay. So I should call back around just before 7 o'clock?
Well, around 7 o'clock, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Pepe will take care of that for you. He's good on the board. You know, he knows what he's doing. So,
okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Ray. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Well, at least he got the right number. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chris, our producer, hasn't left yet from the previous hour. He just looked in the window and said, what was that? All right. Folks, I don't even know where to go from there. Honest to gosh, I really don't. How about somebody give me a legitimate phone call so that we can start this hour off a little bit better? Anybody. 410 WCBM 680. 1-800-922-6680. If you're outside the local dialing area and calling from a landline, you can call toll-free. It doesn't cost you any long-distance charges. Whew. It is April 1st, though, isn't it? It is April 1st. So I'm not sure if Ray planned that or not. But anyway, I was telling you that Dave Levy from Bay Country Bakery texted us and said everything sounded good. So anyway, we're communicating back and forth on the email. So, honestly, I don't know where to go. I really don't. I know that the trophy season starts for rockfish on April 15th, and that the size limit for the trophy striped bass is 35 inches, and that's one fish. And that's, of course, the main stem of the bay, none of the tributaries. Been hearing a lot about the perch fishing. White perch have started to run, and in all the favorite areas, the tributaries, in particular on the eastern shore. and that you know, the little baits are best, the little twister tails, the little feather jigs, the little shad darts. People use little grass shrimp and night crawlers and minnows and things like that. A little minnow on a shad dart below a bobber is probably one of the best methods. Other people just use a feather jig and have good success with that. Other people use twister tails, little tiny 1/8 ounce or less twister tails, maybe even 1/16 ounce or 1/32 ounce. They use the bobber to get a little casting distance out there. You can drop that thing down about 3 feet below the bobber and just work and wait for that bobber to pop, go down. And then you know, with a bobber, it's a little bit more difficult to set the hook. So what precludes that is you ought to really, really sharpen your hook so that the fish actually hooks itself. Because when you pull against the weight of the bobber, you know, the bobber is submerged, and now you're pulling against the bobber and not really putting a lot of pressure on the end of the line. So you're going to have to either snap it a little bit harder with a little harder flick of the wrist, or if you have a very, very sharp hook, it makes it easier to hook the fish. So that's my tip. And then also, even on the little shad darts and stuff, take your needle nose pliers or a little file and take the barb off the hook, okay? Because if you're going to release the fish, you know, you're gonna want to do that easily without fighting that barb. And you can do that. Just pick the bend of the hook up in your pliers and shake the fish off the hook back into the water. You can do that pretty easily, when there's no barb on there. The fish don't fight the barb anyway. The barb is just there to keep the hook from backing out. If you keep enough pressure on the line, the fish fights the bend of the hook. That's what keeps the fish hooked, not the barb. Okay. So if you keep enough pressure on there, and if you don't do it right and you lose enough fish, you figure out pretty quick how to do it better. Pretty simple. That's what I do when I'm fishing for hickory shad or anything else. Anything I'm going to release, always press the barb down on the hook. It makes it much easier to release the fish. And, you know, you can file it all the way off if you want. Usually if you just press it down, you know, you've got a little bump there, which is certainly enough to hold the fish, but still makes it the release very easy. So that's my little tip on that. So, also, a lot of people use too heavy of a line. Too heavy of a line. For the smaller fish, the pan fish, you're going to want to use probably 6-pound test. It's certainly heavy enough to bring in any fish that you're going to hook. It's going to break easily, though, too, if you do get hung up. And, you know, you can do your best to get unhooked. I like to try and do my best to get unhooked, but if I have to break the line, I don't want to be fighting 8 or 10 or 12-pound test. Or braided line to try and break it. It just becomes impossible. So, you know, use 6-pound test. If you're going to get hooked up, you're going to be able to break off a little easier. I know you don't like to lose a tackle, but that's why we buy plenty and keep a surplus supply of tackle with us. Once you do hook up, you know, if you're hooked up and you come able to get loose, you can always pop the rod tip and try and shake loose. You can use the bow and arrow technique where you hold the rod and stretch your line down there by your reel and snap it and try and propel that hook loose at the end of the line. That works a lot. That works pretty good too. You can always walk downstream or upstream and pull your line from a different angle to try and loosen your hook from whatever it's hooked on. But if you're just flat hung and you can't get out and you break off, you want to make sure you can break off quickly and get retied quickly. But let's say you do pop that hook loose. Let's say it was in a rock and you pop it loose. What you want to do is you want to make sure you check the point, because the point could be bent one direction, up, down, left, or right, or any other angle. You want to check that hook. And, you know, you can take your pliers and straighten the hook out, but then again, resharpen it, because you're going to want to make sure that the hook is able to penetrate the skin of the fish. So just a couple little things I've learned over the years. And any other questions, we'd be glad to hear from you at 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is the phone number here. You are running the show. I went through a lot of material here the last hour, and we talked about crab season opening up today. I don't know. Is anybody crabbing today? Call me if you're on your way. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It seems to me like the water's a little bit cold, but what do I know? I'm not a crabber, per se, professionally, or a little bit of an amateur crabber, but not much. Oh, coffee's not bad. So I got an email. Let's see. This is from John B. Hey, sir, I was wondering if you could tell me why my lawn turns brown in the winter. And I have some other gardening questions if you could yell to the garden guy again. Actually, that's not going to happen. Just saying. I did see a bunch of deer last night. Went for dinner in Owings Mills. And my house over on Liberty Road, you know, coming back roads. And probably saw 40 deer between my house and Owings Mills. And they were everywhere. I mean, they were just everywhere. And what I did notice is they look a little bedraggled. Their coats are switching over from winter to summer. They're getting rid of those thick winter woolly coats. And just a little bit, I've probably said this before, but a little bit about, for those listeners that don't know, and maybe you're new, I don't know. But the deer have two different types of hair that they grow. Their winter coat is made up of hollow hair. Hollow. It's the hair itself. The hairs themselves are hollow. And what that does is it provides them with insulation to be able to bed down in the snow, to be able to sustain themselves through any kind of cold weather, you know, that type of thing. That hollow hair only comes in the wintertime. And it's only one-third as dense as their summer coat. Their summer coat, which is a very short, kind of a reddish-brown, is very dense, three times as dense as their winter coat. And that's because they need that protection, that dense coat, to prevent, insects from penetrating and that type of thing. I mean, they do. They get enough insect bites as it is. But that dense coat tends to shed off those insects. And, of course, it also helps to insulate their bodies against rain and things like that. They live outside all the time. They don't go home at night and tuck themselves into bed. They're always outdoors. So, you know, God has provided through his nature to take care of his animals, and the differences in the summer coat and the winter coat for deer is just amazing to me. Three times as dense, not hollow in the summertime to stave off the ravages of insects. And in the wintertime, that hair is hollow to make sure that deer is well insulated and could bed down in the snow without discomfort. Let's talk to John and Billy. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing real fine.
Good. What's up?
How about yourself there?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. I got a little block of time, and typically right around now, or in the olden days, there were mackerel runs.
Right.
Go down and get on a headboat.
Right.
Or you can do it yourself, but a headboat this time of year is a little bit safer.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss it? Are they coming? Is there a mackerel run?
There hasn't been a mackerel run in a long time. Monty Hawkins, what is the name of his boat? Captain Monty Hawkins at gmail.com. I can't remember the name of the boat. I apologize. Out of Ocean City, he has been taking mackerel trips.
Okay.
And, Morningstar Fishing.com.
Oh, sure. I know Morningstar. Yep.
Morningstar has been taking some mackerel trips.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to check that out, he does tautog, he does black seed bass, and he does mackerel trips as well. I just got a report from him on the 27th. So, he books up very quickly. So you got to get in there and go. So
yeah, it's a fun time. It's a good way to get the season started.
Yep.
And I'm also, I'm all about the consumption as well, and I want to load up a smoker with mackerel.
Uh-huh.
And that's some fine eating, and once they're smoked, that's a good way to keep them for the season, better than try to eat them fresh.
Yeah, I don't know that I could ever eat a fresh mackerel.
A nice fresh one, and when you catch them, just like bluefish, bleed them or cut them, let them go, and ice them down quickly. But baked Spanish style with tomatoes and onions, oh, that's hard to beat.
Say it again. Give me that again.
Oh, bake it Spanish style. You know, either have it split, depending on the size, or fillets.
Yeah.
And you put on some, like, diced up green peppers and onions and tomatoes.
Yeah.
And you cover that and you bake it until it's just done.
Okay.
Tasty.
Okay. That's
but
good.
Smoked. is a really delicious
thing. I love smoked fish. I love smoked bluefish when it's done right. I love there's all kinds of fish that you can smoke, and it's just fantastic to me.
I think God made mackerel to smoke.
I told this story before a few times, but I have a cousin who lives in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and Ruthie's not she's a good cook and she's raised a family. Her brother, Rob Ellis, who played professional football, and he now lives in Washington State. My cousin, my first cousin, sent her a whole smoked salmon one year for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. She baked it.
Oh.
She said, it didn't taste very good. Yeah.
Goodness.
All right, John. Appreciate the call.
All right. Hey, they're good for, if you get the little ones, what we used to call tanks.
Yeah.
Split and fried.
Okay.
That's real nice, too. Just a little flays and do a crispy fried and real tasty.
What do you do with skin? Do you flay the skin off?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Gotcha.
On the little ones, you just kind of scrape and clean, and you fry them up crisp, and they're delicious.
Oh, that sounds good.
And then certain regions and areas, those, along with, they have them fried for breakfast.
Ooh, that sounds good. Very good.
It's kind of like a typical breakfast thing there, too.
So. Got it, John. Appreciate
it. Hey, Dana. Bye.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Call back anytime. There he goes. Talk to Brian in Hamilton. Morning, Brian. How are you?
Yes. I want to ask you about your favorite on the starter grass seeds. What do you think your preferred is? Oh, you know I'm pulling your leg.
We're going to go this way, aren't we, today,
even
huh?
Listen, I'll tell you, even your producer got screwed up when I called in. He didn't know who I was calling for.
Okay. So what can we do, buddy?
Listen, as far as the last caller, as far as the mackerel goes, he's right. I wasn't a big fan of it. My granddad was with just how he described it. I mean, he loved the crisp skin. Oh, my gosh. He grew up, I guess, because he was from the Depression generation
right
down there. And he loved that mackerel. And I'm like you. I'm not much on anything regarding mackerel.
Right. Well, I don't know. I've never really tried it that much. I mean, smoke sounds wonderful to me. As far as the... I'm not a fishy fish type of guy.
Well, then you wouldn't like mackerel. It's not really smoked. It's not much different from any smoked
right
fish. But other than the smoked mackerel, it's very, very strong.
Robin made a beautiful white perch fillets the other day. Oh, my gosh, were they good. Oh, man, I'm telling you. But I'm more of a walleye, freshwater type of fish guy. If I got to do saltwater, I'm going to do haddock or cod or something. I'm a milder type of guy.
What about tilapia? I guess that's a little too mild for you.
No, tilapia is fine. It doesn't have much flavor. You got to add some. You got to add a little Cajun seasoning or something to it.
Little wasabi, a little Japanese.
Oh my! I ate too dang much wasabi the other night, and I cleared my sinuses in about 10 seconds. Yeah, I had a little piece of sushi with that on. I think it was tuna. We had tuna and salmon. I had a little piece of sushi. Oh my gosh, I put too much wasabi on there. But
well, I'll take care of your hay fever if you have it.
It'll cauterize all the blood vessels in your sinuses is what it'll do.
It sure will. And I'll tell you, get addicted to it. When you start to go hot, you continue to go hot. I guess it's like any other addiction.
Yeah.
I'm up to as hot as I can get on anything now, and
man.
I still enjoy it. Unless my food burns me or bites me, I don't like it.
Gotcha. All right, Brian, I appreciate it.
Oh, listen, can I get a quick one in? What's your opinion on any of these APA government cutbacks, or if they're going to hurt us or not?
The EPA?
Environmental protection. What Trump's proposing now?
I think the Environmental Protection Agency went way too far in a number of circumstances. All I can do is say wait and see. I don't have a 30-second opinion on it at this point.
Okay, well I'm with you on that. The boat's still out on there. Well, listen, I appreciate it.
You got
it. You hang in there.
Thanks,
Take
Brian.
Care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. Hey, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're ready to go fishing. They're ready for fishing season. That's right. If you're going out there for any of this stuff we're talking about, mackerel or white perch or yellow perch or freshwater trout or, you know, any striped bass in any capacity, anywhere, anytime, any kind of fishing, any kind of crabbing, Clyde Sport Shop has it. Go see them. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And the 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474, 247-FISH. Clyde Sport Shop, celebrating 60 years in business. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Iron Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day by day, I dig snow and rain and dragging a line. Dragging a line. My dog Sam eats purple flowers. We ain't got much, but what we got towers. We dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Let's talk to, for holding on so long. Let's see, where's Natalie? There she is. Good morning, Natalie. How are you? Hello, Natalie. Still with me? Guess Natalie had to go. Sorry, Natalie. Just had to do that. Didn't mean to, so. It's been an interesting April Fool's Day show, that's for sure. So we're waiting for Ray in Pasadena. Let's see where he's coming from and what he wants to talk about. White bird. Okay. Morning, Ray. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Well, what's on?
I'll just talk to you about the white perch run.
Yeah, white perch run. Yeah, we got white bird up here, just so you know that that's what the title says on your call screen. So, white perch run. Got it.
Okay. In recent weeks, I've been out fishing. I ain't going to disclose my fishing hole.
Oh, come on. Give us the GPS coordinates, please. Yeah.
But it's been kind of like spotty. It's like
right
there one day and they're there. Now, does it have to hit a certain temperature before I don't know if the run's over or...
No, here's we talked with our biologist buddy, Dale from Easton, about that not long ago, and it's a very interesting question about water temperature. And what starts the spawn is the photo period, which is the amount of daylight in a 24-hour period, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm learning this stuff, okay? So it's how much daylight is available, and that's what starts the run. But as the run continues, certain factors like wind and water temperature will stall it or advance it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what you're experiencing with all the changes in weather. You're experiencing the different environmental variances that go against and for the advancement of the spawning. For example, you got a water pulse, you get all this rain like we had yesterday. That can do one of two things. It can either push them back down, back out, back right downstream, or it can bring them further upstream, you know.
Right.
And water temperature, there is a peak spawning temperature for every species. And I don't know what that is, but when the water hits that number, then you're going to see these fish are going to spawn no matter what, whether they spawn
right
where you can catch them, they spawn upstream, they spawn downstream, somewhere in between. They're going to spawn. They're going to drop their eggs. They're going to fertilize their eggs, and they're going to spawn. Whether that's
right
exactly in your fishing hole, I don't know. It's fishing, you know, and it's
right. Yeah. Does the moon phase have anything to do with it, or is that just like
the moon phase has more to do with the gravitational pull on the Earth, and do you ever hear the theory of the tide in a teacup? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Every body of water is affected by the tide, and you know, if you got a glass of water sitting on your counter, and had enough sensitive devices that you could actually measure the tide in that glass of water on your counter, even though it doesn't look like it's moving, but the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth will move those bodies of water. Does the actual moon have anything to do with it? Again, it influences the amount of light penetrating the water and that type of thing. But I don't know if there's ever been anything really linked to the moon phase, other than I know that on the new moon and on the full moon, fishing is better than it is during any other time. So,
right,
you know, 2 or 3 days on either side of the full moon, 2 or 3 days on either side of the new moon, the fishing is better.
Mm-hmm.
So is the hunting.
Yeah.
How that affects animals and nature, I haven't put all that together, but I know that to be true. So,
right. I got one more thing for you. I got an April Fool's joke for you real quick.
Okay.
What's the difference between a fiddle and a fish?
I do not know.
You can tune a fiddle, but you can't tune a fish.
Nice. I like it. I like
all right,
it.
Sir, thank
hey,
you
wait, wait, wait. I got one for you, Ray.
All right.
I got, I, I got a knock-knock joke for you.
Go ahead.
No, you start it.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Have a nice day. See ya.
I like that. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye. There he goes. Now Natalie's back. Good morning, Natalie. How you doing? Hello?
Ben, April Fool.
April Fool to you.
No, I'm sorry. I just got disconnected.
Okay. So what's up?
When I was calling in before, you were talking about fishing lines.
Yeah.
I had this really funny story where my parents took me and a friend of mine fishing, and I told my friend over and over again, when you cast it out, just don't cross my line.
Right.
And it was, sure enough, she crossed my line.
Oh, yeah.
Tangled together.
Oh my!
Today.
That's yeah. That you got to watch out when you're fishing next to somebody. You can get tangled up pretty quick. You know?
Yeah, she really didn't know what she was doing. We were young. We were probably like, you know, maybe 12 or something.
Oh wow! Gotcha.
Yeah, I've always been a tomboy into doing fishing and hunting and stuff like that.
Sure, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't find anything wrong with that.
Nope, not a bit. So, how was your hunting season this year? Did you get to go out?
No, I didn't get to go out this year. I'm sorry to say it, but I will be going out soon.
Good.
My son is going to be 4 in July, so I have to get him started here soon.
Oh, yeah, it's time. You're right. So I got you, Natalie.
All right.
You take care.
You have a good day.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, there goes Natalie. Yes, indeed. You know, every year we see these stories about the annual whaling trip of Japan, and it just goes to illustrate a number of things. And here's another one. Here's a picture of went online yesterday, and it's from Newfoundland. Jessica Andrews said she was beyond amazed. I don't know how far beyond amazed you can get, but that's how she said it. When she saw a polar bear roaming around an island just outside her window in a small community on Newfoundland's central coast. Jessica Andrews was scanning through dozens of photos she took of a polar bear roaming around her backyard when she came across one that stopped her in her tracks. The large animal was squatting beneath a white cross, its paws together and raised skyward as it looked up in a seemingly reverential pose. Does anybody have any trouble with that? Go online and look, Google polar bear praying. Here's a polar bear that's been roaming around on an island where it's never been before. It's checking out all the sights and sounds and comes across this cross. Did it know it was a cross? And did it know what it represented? Or did it just see some vertical object in its field of view and put its paws up on there and its attention was directed towards whatever was above it? Kind of what I think. But no, let's go back to this story. I didn't notice it when I was taking them. She didn't notice a 700-pound animal in her backyard with its paws on the cross that had been there longer than the polar bear had. She didn't notice it when she took the picture. Didn't notice it when I was taking them, and I love this next quote. Pay attention. I started to go through to edit them. Oh, my God. I was like, holy crap, he's praying. Oh, my God, I was like, holy crap, he's praying. The 22-year-old said from her home in Wesleyville, a shoreline community on Newfoundland's central coast. I was amazed. I mean, beyond amazed. A slightly grainy photo shows the bear sitting on his haunches on a barren snow-covered patch of rock as it looks to the top of the White Cross. Now, that would be a better description of the photo than the large animal was squatting beneath a white cross, its paws together and raised skyward as it looked up in a seemingly reverential pose, written by the same author 2 sentences before. Let me compare. The slightly grainy photo shows the bear sitting on its haunches on a barren snow-covered patch of rock as it looks up to the top of the White Cross. Or, by the same writer, the large animal was squatting beneath a White Cross, its paws together and raised skyward as it looked up in a seemingly reverential pose. What's the point of this story? Somebody took a picture of a bear with its paws up on a cross. I don't know. You tell me. Am I being too critical? Sometimes I get accused of that. I do know this. Time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They are ready for fishing season. They're also ready for fall turkey season with all the ammo, the calls, and everything else you can need. They've got those great Browning firearms. You know, you can take a look at a BPS pump or, whatever you like for turkey season. But it's fishing right now for the most part, and crabbing getting ready to crank up. They've got everything. They've got the traps, the trot line, the baskets, the bait, you name it, for fishing, for crabbing, for hunting. Clyde Sports Shop has it. You know where they're located, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. That's Clyde Sports Shop. Website, ClydeSports.com. Two S's in the middle. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. But my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right, we're back. We had a little mix-up there on the commercial for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X. The new location for Catonsville Line-X is 2076 Lord Baltimore Road. That's just off Security Boulevard. Phone number's the same, but you'll find them right across from Coons Ford there. We'll get this screw-up figured out and make sure it's correct for the next time we do the commercial. Let's talk to Wayne in Northeast Baltimore. Good morning, Wayne. What? What?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey.
I'm waiting for you, brother. I said, let's go to Wayne, and you said something, and I said what?
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Between Parkville and Kearney, there's a Double Rock Park.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe I saw deer in the park.
There are deer everywhere.
In the county on the city line.
There are deer everywhere around here.
I know. It was surprising to me. And I saw a peregrine falcon and turtles. I mean, goodness gracious. I slept out there for
I come across the Beltway the other day, and I thought I saw a peregrine falcon. I shook my head. I said, "Nah, that wasn't a peregrine." Apparently, it was.
And one was on my back porch here in Kearney. Lauderville.
A peregrine falcon. You're positive?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm not fibbing.
No, I believe you. I mean, just to make sure it's a positive identification.
The crows hate the falcon.
Oh yeah, of course they do. They're large.
I'm a bird.
God, one of us has got to talk at a time, Wayne. One at a time.
Well, I just wanted to share with you that there is deer out in Double Rock Park.
I'm shocked.
In between Kearney and Parkville, I couldn't believe it.
Well,
I was seeing things. Oh my gosh! I mean, I just two, but I don't know how they got out there.
Well, they're very adaptable. It's actually perfect deer habitat that we have here in suburbia. Little patches
of park, you know.
Yeah.
But
all right, Wayne. Hey, buddy. Thanks for the call. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's go to our last break, and we'll come back and end this.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Let's talk to Joe in Perry Hall. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Just listening to that last guy at Double Rock Park, you know, I see deer there all the time.
Of course. Yeah.
One place I was surprised to see one, Potee Street in Baltimore City.
And
standing in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
But they are everywhere.
Yeah. Our buddy Frank from Easton had a had an encounter with one the other day out in Caroline County. He's you know, on the road all the time early in the morning, and he saw this deer standing in the middle of the road, and the deer was walking in the middle of the field. The deer walked right up to his truck. And, you know, he used the truck to try and keep it from getting on the road, but the deer was obviously confused or something. It was walking in circles, blood coming out of its nose. And so, you know, we thought it might be suffering from brain abscess or something. And, I heard from some, friends up there that, you know, this same deer on Harmony Road had been up on their porch a day or two before. And, you know, did everything he could to keep this poor deer off the road. But so we called the local DNR office, and they sent somebody out to see what might be going on with this deer. And by then it had wandered out in the road and gotten struck, and somebody had already put it out of its misery at that point. So there wasn't much we could do to analyze what the cause was on the death of that deer. But it was a shame. This deer had been acting kind of strange and almost tame for a couple of days out there in Caroline County. So sorry to hear that. But anyway, Joe, glad to hear from you and seeing that deer on Potee Street. Take care. There he goes. Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. What's up?
Since it's April 1st, could you tell me whether you know the difference between a hot flash and a hot shot?
Hot flash is part of the commercial for Battery Warehouse. A hot shock, I have no idea. What's the difference?
No, a hot shot.
What's the difference between a hot flash and a hot shot?
Well, one is when you're involved with an older lady, and the other has to do with cables. Oh. I think you got the wrong term.
Oh, hot. Yeah, well, I didn't. I'm reading what's on my screen. There's issues. So,
yes, there are issues.
All right, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Thanks for calling, Bob. Bye-bye. A hot flash and a hot shot. Got you. One has to do with cable. Yeah, I got it. All right. Whew. Let's go back to the email bag and see what John has to say here this morning. You're absolutely right, John. A wacky show it has been. It's been an April Fool's Day show, that's for sure. So anyway, we hope that you're going to have an enjoyable week. I'm just praying here for another minute to pass so the music can start. And we hope that if you get out there and go fishing this week that you're successful. We're thinking that perhaps the Hickory Shad will start their annual run. We haven't heard from our buddy Dale in Easton, but I'm sure he's been out there plying the waters. And we know the white perch and yellow perch fishermen have been successful when you can get out there on a good day and enjoy yourself. Trout season's in full swing, and rockfish season's only 2 weeks away. Saturday, April 15th is opening day. 35-inch limit on those trophy rockfish. We're doing the best we can with what we've got, that's for sure. We're working on getting some good guests upcoming. Sean Bailey from Game On Cooking is asked to come back in May. We're going to figure that out. We've got some other stuff on the horizon. We mentioned last week about being contacted by the Tread Barda folks. And of course, we'll have some guests from Fishery Service throughout the year. And, you know, we're just trying to keep the show, keep the show fresh and light and maintain three goals: educate, inform, and entertain. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, and I'm not sure we did today. So anyway, too late for that last call, unfortunately. The music has started, thank God. Whew. Thanks for listening today and putting up with this. It's been a struggle. So we're out of here for another week. We'll see you next Saturday from 5 to 7 a.m. My name is Alan Ellis.